but in spite of his humanity. In spite of your humanity. In spite of your faults and your failures, he take you on. He loves us if you love him. And I was reading in the Kings, he said, Asa served the Lord with all his heart, but he didn't take the high places down. I said, look, yet he loved God. That's what the Bible says. Yet he loved God with all his heart, but he didn't take them high places down. And I thought, oh God, raise a generation that will love you with all their hearts. Take all the high places down and don't have nothing tacked down to their name. You know, and I want to love him. Don't you want to love him like that? Because he deserves it. He deserves all the praise and the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know you're supposed to take the offering next. Is that right? But I thought, I said, shucks. I think when the Lord has moved you, you ought to keep moving in that same vein. I don't think you should change. You just keep moving in that same vein. Praise the Lord. Donald, the way you speak sometimes, we kind of, you know. But I told, who was I talking to yesterday? Bridget. I said, people don't understand Donald. And sometimes they think that he's, you know, playing. But God has his hands on your life, Donald. It's greater than you think it is. It's deeper than you think it is. God has his hand on your life. And you're looking into these different things. It's God. It's God. And you may be looking sometime because of your nature. Amen. But the Lord, I heard you there say he don't realize what God is doing in his life. He don't realize it. Come here, Donald. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard the testimonies, and they were beautiful. One day, everybody just, ooh. Amen. And I heard about, you know, what my brother been going through. Now, I was there, but I'm sitting here, and we both learned something through this trial. I learned more about the devil and how to deal with him. Because that's what I'm supposed to know. Amen. I didn't come up with everything that maybe Gwen was talking about. You know, she, I just thought about how different and how wonderful God is. And how everything is prepared. And, you know, we just will stay in our lane and just do what God wants us to do. It'll come out right. It's like a puzzle. Now, the puzzle on the table is there, but every part is different. And you stick it together, it's pretty. And you got the picture of what the puzzle is supposed to be. My mother-in-law would work a 1,000-piece puzzle. Honestly, she was 90-something years old. She could work a 1,000-piece puzzle. And she stuck in there. She hung in there until that puzzle was done. So we're going to hang in here until every piece is put together. And it's going to be beautiful because the picture's already there. I'm feeling good. Amen. Brother Donald, lift your hands.
Yes, ma'am.
In Jesus' name, Father. Let the Holy Ghost minister to this boy today in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you would seek the Lord, because he see you getting off a lot of times in your garage. Is that right?
Amen.
And you saying things to him that you don't tell Gwen.
Amen.
And he's heard you. But God got something on that he want to do for you.
Amen.
He want to take you. And the church is very needful of what he's given you.
Amen.
So seek him.
Yes.
Whew. I just feel like, boy, I'm telling you, I believe that when sister comes, I ain't going to tell her nothing. I don't talk to her about anything. But she's going to minister to you when she comes.
Amen.
Amen. So you be praying.
Yes.
Because God has a real call upon your life.
Amen.
A deep call upon your life. And this thing that's bothering you, God gonna, he gonna do it. He gonna do it.
Amen.
He gonna do it. When you wait and see, don't he do it?
Amen.
He gonna do it. Because we praying for you. Praise the Lord. We praying for you.
Amen.
And you know what? It's gonna give you a testimony.
Amen.
Of the greatness of God.
Because
you appreciate the Lord.
Yeah.
And you believe in God, Donald. Yeah. You believe in him. You really do. Yes, you do. So you go in peace. Praise the Lord. And pray. That's what I want you to do now. Pray.
I'll do. And I will.
And open your Bible. And you'd be surprised what's in there.
Yes, I am.
Because he's going to show it to you.
I think.
Boy, I tell you. If you love the Lord, just keep clap your hands for Jesus. It's amazing. I told Tawana, I said, he's trying to preach my message. The Lord has been dealing with me this week. Y'all have to stay a little longer. Sit down. We're going to praise God. He's been dealing with me this week, and it's just, I don't know what to call it, word. What we've been going through in our bodies, in our lives, is a test. We have prayed. Lord knows I have prayed, and y'all have prayed for me, and we done prayed for this one, that one. But will you stand, if God tell you something, are you going to stand on it? The Lord told me to tell you to simply believe. But I'm putting, you know, a lot of times I don't name my messages. But we got to believe God. Abraham believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, I've quoted that scripture all my life, but now it means something to me. He believed God. God have told you things, and it just looked like it'll never come. There are people waiting on things. And I've never seen so much sickness in the church. But I believe God going to show up. He going to show out. And I believe everything that's wrong going to be all right. I do believe that. I do. And I, you know, amen, we all waiting on something. I've been waiting for something in my body. And I told God, I said, I'm hurting. So I said, I got to put a Band-Aid on it. I call medicine a Band-Aid. I said, because at least it'll stop the pain, for goodness sakes. You know, but I said, I'm going to wait on you. And I made my mind up, I'm going to wait on you. I said, I made my mind up, I'm going to wait on you. So I'm going to do what I can do as a human, but I believe in God. They're going to do something for me. I do. I want you to turn to Hebrew Father in Jesus' name while they're turning. You know what I feel in my heart. You know what we've talked about, and I thank you for this week and how you've blessed me and helped me. And I'm asking you to anoint me to preach the word that I've been praying all the week that you would give me for your people. I pray that you would help me to make it plain and let them be to receive it. I pray for the an anointing for this word. I ask it in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, God is in this place this morning. There is a wonderful anointing in this place this morning. I ain't just got into this thing. I know when I feel what I feel. Praise, it ain't all in feeling, but God, when I walked in this church today, there is something special here today. There is something special here today. I don't know what he going to do. He didn't tell me, so I ain't going to try to be like I'm knowing everything. I just ain't going to do that. I want you to turn to the 6th chapter of Hebrews, and I want you to go to the 12th verse. I think I'm going to start. Praise the Lord, because I want to stay with this believing. God made a promise, but his brother was talking and you all was speaking and we were singing. I thought, I said, Lord, God made a promise. You made a promise to Deborah, and I began to call your names. You made a promise to Tawana. I'm calling people's names, you know. This same God, this same covenant-keeping God, the same God of the Bible made a promise to you. A covenant promise to you. And he going to do just what he did for Abraham. Amen. But Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. So he said in Hebrews, this is wrote to Hebrew, who wrote to Hebrew, Paul? That ye be not slothful, but follow of them who through faith and patience inherited promises. I didn't read it all because I'm going to stay with this. And when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. Surely, he said, surely, truly, blessing, I'm going to bless you. Get it now. He said, and multiply, I'm going to multiply you. I mean, you don't know what multiplication is till you see this. You don't know, oh, hallelujah. You don't know what a blessing is until you see this. Because in blessing, he's going to bless you. That's what he told me to tell you. He said, in multiplying, he's going to multiply you. He said, you don't know what I'm talking. I said, oh, my God. I've read these scriptures. I've been saved since I was a child. I've read the Bible. I've taught Sunday school classes. All my life, in and out, 14, 17. Oh, my God, baptized when I was 7 years old. But it's something about the word of God. Oh, my God. I read this, too. But I read it this morning, sister. Because in blessing, he sure blessed Abraham. He blessed him where he was blessed above blessing. And he going to bless you, Dee Dee. And you, all of y'all say, this man. Say, that's man. Because you Abraham's child, and we inherit from Abraham. He said, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. What's it say patiently? It's hard to be patient when you're hurting. It's hard to be patient when you're going through trials. But I'm going to tell you something. God going to do what he say. Because in blessing, he's going to bless you. He ain't just talking. Hallelujah. You're going to get what you're looking for. You're going to get what you say you want. Hello? Then he said you can have what you say. Children of God, if he's who we say he is, who we sit here on Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, and we praising him, who we praising? Who are we praising today? Who is this man? Who is it that we are praising? If he's the God that we say he is, then he got to do what he say he'll do. Sister say, now I believe my son. Child, your son going to get so saved, it's beautiful. Why? Because he said it. He said it, Brother John. And we got, well, it didn't come. You know, I don't look silly. Look silly. I say look silly. But believe what God said that he's going to do for you. Believe it. Just believe it. Every day of my life, I get up and I work my hands. They don't work. I say, that's okay. It'll happen this evening. And then they said, it'll get cold and hurting. And I'm I said, that's all right. You just come on. I said, because I'm going to believe you anyway. I said, if you can hear me, pray to you every day. If you can hear me, and I'm your child, I know. Listen, that's something else. Something else. I want to tell you about what happened to me Wednesday. I'm staying with the word. This lady named Wenda that comes to our church, that came to our church. She sit right back there. She's a little dark lady with her hair was back. She went to dinner with us a couple, you know, months ago. She had been keeping up with me. And I've been, you know, ministering to her. So she said, I was laying on the bed, she said, and the Lord said, call Sister Davis and invite her to lunch. That's all right. You feel pretty good when the Lord tell them, call your name here now. He hadn't thought about it till just then. Carl Sister Davis said, invite her to lunch. And so she had another lady she said that wanted to meet me named Elizabeth. And so she said, Lord, can she said, call Sister Elizabeth. So she called Sister Davis and Sister Elizabeth, and we met her Wednesday, this past Wednesday, at the 54th Grill. When the lady came up, I knew she was saved. This lady, Elizabeth, her friend. She sat down at the table, and she just talking. We was talking about the Lord and the things that God was doing and blah, you know, like that. And all of a sudden, she turned to me. She said, this is your season. I don't know this woman. We weren't talking about nothing like that. We weren't even talking about that. She said, this is your season. She said, don't look at the things that you see. She said, don't even look at, because what God is going to do, going to be, I said, oh, Lord. I just looked at her, and I had tears. I wanted to cry. And as we began to, you know, communicate with each other and fellowship with each other, I knew this was God. I knew this fellowship was God. So we went outside, and we was getting ready to go home, and she grabbed me. So I said, well, just pray for me. She said, and she grabbed me by the right hand, and she started praying. She prayed for me. She gave me help. She gave me everything. And she said some things I said to God. I said, oh, Lord, we out on this parking lot. I don't like the clown, you know, because, you know, you don't have to do that. And she wasn't praying and hollering out loud. No, she was just praying. And as she got through praying, she said, oh, my God, I've met a woman of God. Hallelujah. You're a woman of God. Woman of God. If I wasn't a woman of God, I am a woman of God. I say, I'm a woman of God. Y'all better come on, go with me today. I'm a woman of God. Hello. What are you? And say it. I'm a child of the King. Put your hands on your hip. Turn your head. Say, I'm a child of the King. I said, I don't know who say what. I'm a woman of God. Good Lord, for Mount Zion. People have called me a woman of God. They call me up and pray for me. God said, that ain't cute for you to be like that. You believe who you are. Who? You just got through preaching last week, such as I have, give up. You got to know what you got. You can say, well, I'm not good. Come on here now. We're going to be surprised when we see little teeny Paul. They say he was a little short dude with a long, big nose. Paul, the Apostle Paul. Say he was a little short. That's what they say now. I don't know how Peter looked. But now, in this generation, at this time, at this June day, God is telling you who you are. You are a child of the King. Do you know, hallelujah, if you're a child of the King, who you are? Did that stick in you? Get it down. Voop. I'm going to push it down in there. Do you know what it is to be a child of the King? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. We were in the car, and me and Bridget was driving, and we were talking about God blessing. It's something about revelation. It's something about the revelation when God put it in your heart. You can read it all. Oh, you can read it. But we say, that's what Bridget said. He said he'll bless us far above what we can ask or think according to the what? And all of a sudden, Bridget say, Mama, you hear what we're saying? We read the scripture, but it's something about when the Holy Ghost read it for you. And all of a sudden she said, oh my God, she started shouting. Oh my Lord, you are a child of the King. You are a child of the King. So after he had patiently endured, we got to do that. He obtained the promise. Listen, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation to them that in all strife, oh, we swear we ain't gonna never, okay, we swear that, you know, we'll stay on this side, you stay on this side, and everything gonna be all right. We swear, okay. He said, listen, now look at the 70th verse. Listen, you might have read this, but you didn't read it. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of the permanent character of his word, confirmed it by oath. I'm going to do for Abraham what Sister David's going to read about, what Celeste and Dee Dee and all of y'all going to read about. And y'all going to believe it because I'm going to do it. It's going to be wrote down. I'm not going to let the men tear up the Bible. And I thought about it. I looked at my Bible. And I, oh my God. And I ain't never thought about this. I said, but great as the devil say he is, he didn't burn up the word of God. God got the word where I can read it. Great as he say he is, he did not burn the word. I said, God, fix it so we can have the word of God in our hands today. We fix it where we can have power of the word. You know how what you holding? You holding power. You holding power in your hands. Y'all better help me here now. Y'all can see now. Whew, I'm telling you, we got something when we got Jesus. When we got his name, we got something when we got Jesus. When he saved your soul, he saved you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he said, I'm going to let the world know. What I do for you, Abraham, all they're going to have to do is get it and read it in Sunday school, read it to the people, and they're going to see that even though they had to, Abraham had to wait. He had to wait years, but he waited. I'm going to show the people that if they wait on me, if they wait on me, I'm not going to let them down. If they wait. Some call waiting. But you know the Bible says, your patience possess your soul. All the while, Nael said this, all the while he's waiting. He's waiting upon the Lord. We done went over and prayed for him. And we going to pull him out of there. Because when I go, I'm ready to pull you out of there. I go with that in my mind. Praise the Lord. But the enemy took him through a trial. And he told him, said, give up. That's what he wants you to do, to give up. He wants you to start believing. He wants you to start believing. But you talking about give up on what? Where you going? Like Peter said, where am I going? I mean, go back. Say, they stopped following him. He said, where am I going? Only you have the words of life. You got what I need. Why would I go any place else? Thank you, Jesus. And I thought that was wonderful. He said that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Amen. Nothing. Y'all don't get this. Take the word nothing and put it in your hand. Amen. It's impossible. Amen. Nothing. All things are possible. Get it? Because nothing. The word impossible, no such thing. That's all I can explain how God gave it to me. The word impossible with God does not exist. Ooh, Jesus. I'm getting ready to get crazy up here. Thank you, Jesus. And so he said, hallelujah. He said that we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. That means you can be so, you can read about Abraham and get in your mind, well, Lord, you did it for Abraham, you'll do it for us. Amen. This is how you know how to faith, because you read. If you didn't have something to read and say this, that Lord did something for somebody, you wouldn't be doing nothing. But because of God's grace, you can see how great he is. Come on now. He's big and bad and great. Ooh, Jesus. I thought, I said, if you'd been so bad, I wouldn't have this Bible. Y'all didn't get me? You know, if you could let the men tear it up and they kill people, y'all know it. When they tried to, hallelujah, interpret it, and people were killed and put on in the fire and burned. Y'all didn't know that? To try to get this Bible here. But here it is. Thank you, Lord. Nobody can stop me from reading it. Most of us got five or six of them in our houses. One in every room. They may have dust on it, but they're there. You hold the greatest document that's ever been written. So the devil ain't that bad. In fact, I mean, he ain't bad at all, really, to tell you the truth. What are you waiting on God for? Which hope we have as an anchor. Listen, the hope that was given to us through Jesus anchors our soul. Anchors our soul. When you get our age, I think you get to dream about heaven and the streets and everything. I said, Lord, I can only imagine what this is going to be like. I just can't imagine. And what you come up with, you ain't touched it. I just feel like when you what you come up with, that ain't near it. This is going to be so wonderful. This is why Satan is fighting so hard. He's fighting so hard. Saints of God, children of God, this generation must rise up. We must. We must tell everybody that we have a chance to. That Jesus is the way. Y'all can see how he doing what he doing with folks. How he messing up their minds. But we got to make up our mind that that book is dynamite. And the power he put in us is dunamis. It'll blow it up. The word of God, he said, is sharper than a two-edged sword. It'll cut away. It'll cut away. You ain't got to say much. God give you a word to say, it'll cut. Have you ever had the experience? It will cut. And you be wondering what you done said. We went to this boy's house, and I was young in Christ, and I read where the Bible say, the kingdom of God has come down to you. I don't know what that meant, but I read it. We went in these people's house. We would go every Tuesday and knock on doors and talk to people and pray with them, me and Joan. And so these young boys was around the table, and I said, I'm Peter, you know. I was always the big mouth. I said, the kingdom of heaven has come down to you. He said, oh, what are you crying about? But it was his word. I said, ooh, his word. You ain't got the word. Just give him his word. His word. I really believe that. And they cried, and I just went on with it, you know. So we got in the car. John said, what you say? I said, I don't know. We get out and talk about when we do pray. I said, I don't know. We went to another house that's good. I said, Lord, let me pray for what them people? What's the people that's Ernest's cousin? What is they? Jehovah's Witness. Let me pray for a Jehovah's Witness, please. So we got up and the girl told her we can come to the house. We went to the house to prayer with this house. This girl sent a table, one here and one down. And she said, she's Jehovah. I said, I was so happy. But I would ask God what to give. I never read. He would show me what to give him. So I gave her the scripture and I said, honey, read this. And she started reading. This is the truth. She got up from that table. And she hollered and praised God, so it made me shame. She said, oh God, nobody told me that you love me. Oh! She left up. Me and John sent that looking. We got in the car. We cried. What was she doing? You know, and she was, oh, Lord, I love you. Nobody never told me. They saying that. That person is so hard on your job to come in looking like a tramp and a whore. Come on now, let's get real. She wants someone to tell her about somewhere she can get some help. She wants someone to love her. She wants someone to let her know that she's not what the devil done told her she is. She's looking for somebody. That girl get up there, and I'm telling you, she praised God. So I would like to know where she is. Now I know she preaching. Ooh, she praised God. We had to leave her praising God because she was gone. You know, she said, oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Jesus. And Jesus had it. And we got in the car and we both cried. We cried. Oh, Lord have mercy. We cried. I heard somebody, my daughter always said, Mom, I want to live on the edge. I said, you want to live on the edge? Get out there and knock on somebody's door. And let somebody let you pray for them. And this is when God, the miracles, you want to see miracles? I declare, I can't hardly get a miracle. But you go out there in that street. Tawana, remember when we went? Pray for Sister Ford. You remember that, Tawana? Prayed a simple prayer. We didn't holler, didn't scream. The Lord touched that woman, and she said, wow! She screamed. I said, Lord. She's getting up out that bed. We found out later the Lord had put the stuff back in her knees. Mm-hmm. Am I telling the truth? He had put the, what do you like, that cushion between there? The cartilage, he had put it back in her knees. And that's what, hallelujah. Now we're talking about a God. I'm not talking about Sister David. I'm talking about a God. I can't do nothing. Because what you, it scared, I don't know, it made some, I don't know if it scared the woman, but she said, oh my God. Because when the Lord, we felt when the Lord hit a womb, hit that woman. Is that right, Tawana? Tawana went in the bed. She said, oh my Lord, Pastor, I ain't never felt nothing. I'm she's going around, oh my God. A, so you want to have fun? Hello. It's out there. Fun is out there. Hallelujah. I'm glad of this. So we have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. He went in where we could not go, where all the priests went, wherein the forerunner is our priest. Jesus, let me tell you something. Jesus is our priest. Men lie. Man, there's no man that can be no priest because he ain't holy enough. It take a Jesus Christ to be a priest. He's the only one that didn't lie, didn't do. He is perfect. And the Bible say men that are called by men are not perfect. The Bible say that. They're not perfect. They sin. Y'all see that. They're just people. But I ain't going to tell my sins to nobody else. It's just a person. Let's go to God. He made it possible. Let's go to him and tell him about everything. And I'm going to say, let me say this. Oh, feeling good here. Let me say this. Let us pray from this day forward to for the Lord to move everything out of us. I ain't got nothing. Now see there, you done lied. So ask him to move that. Everything that's not like him. Do you know there are some things that we can't do? There's some things we just cannot move. There's some things we promise God, and when we look up, we have to go back and ask, oh, Lord, forgive my sins. You know it's the truth. But let's take this time. Lord, you search me. And somebody said, if you find, I said, oh, come on, if you find, please. You would say, what you find? Talking about if you find. You need to change that adjective or verb or whatever it is. You're going to find something. For goodness sake, you still human, ain't you? Not that you can't be perfect, but I'm saying right now, come on. Lord, what you find, you take it out. And you clean me up. It's going to hurt now. But you know, you got to trust in something. You got to trust somebody. You got to have somebody to help you through this time. You got to have something you can hold on to. Something you can believe in. Something that will give you joy. And I'm not talking about happiness because it's fleeting. You get a little something, you get, whoop, next thing you know, if you when the wrapper gets cold, you ain't happy no more. God want to give you the joy. Give us all joy. Unspeakable. He wants to give us unspeakable joy. He wants you to lay down at night and say, "Woo, I can't wait till tomorrow." You be so giddy, you sit up now from sleep because you're sick or something like that. But it's coming now. You're gonna lay down at night and say, "Woo, I can't wait. What is he doing tomorrow?" You lay down happy and get up happy. Ain't you looking for that? Ain't you tired of laying down? Lord, have mercy. Let the lights go out. I want to get some sleep. But there's a place that he want to take us. Come on, children, let's go. Come on, come on, come on. Well, we can lay down with joy and wake up with joy. Because he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. How you going to again thing and you can't do it? Amen. I've delivered my soul. I'm just feeling so. I just, oh, Jesus, I just know that we're living in a good day. I know we are living in a good day. And I know what is said to me, this, I mean, I can't believe it. Because this woman done put me in another church, a bigger church, and that's the third time. I don't know what people be seeing, but this is it. Three times. So I told the Lord, I said, but you told me, but Winsfield. He said, I didn't tell you I was going to move you out of Winsfield. I said, oh. I ain't saying we're going to move now. I'm just talking about what the Lord has said. The people don't know me. Never seen me. So now I decided, Brother John, I tell him, I'm too old for that, Lord. What did I tell you? Well, I'm older. Sure don't feel too old. Y'all let me put my sunshades on, I'll be looking good. I love the Lord. You love him?
Amen.
I hope this helped you. I hope that something got in your heart. Something down in your soul. Something that let you know that the God you serve is indescribable. He's so awesome, you don't even have a name for him. He's so great, he didn't have a name for himself. This God is great. I say this God is great. Hallelujah. If you don't know him today, you need to know this God. I don't care where you are, what you done, what he'll help you. You don't know him. You need to know God. You need to know him. Because he's ready to take us on. You know, come on, catch up and let's go. Let's go. I pray for you. You get up out your seat by yourself on your own and said, I want to go with God. Because ain't no place else safe. And I'm going to tell you something. Time is later than we think. See, we thinking dust got to happen and dust got to, who said that? We don't know where we're standing on the clock. I don't. Brother Donald read some things today. Praise the Lord. And I heard, now he ain't heard this man. He ain't heard Brother Jonathan. I saw Brother Jonathan. I turned because, you know, he's the one that's got the revelation on the Shemitah. And he said, the Shemitah in 2015 to 2016, this is the year of the Shemitah. He said, God always did something in those 7 years. He said, if he do anything, it's going to be war. He said, I'm not saying it's going to be war, but according to what he's done in the past, it's going to be war. Well, when the war comes to Israel, that's about it. Amen. So we're closer than we think. We are very close to the coming of the Lord. Be not discouraged. He's going to save your son. I still believe that, y'all. I believe he's going to save your child. He's going to do save your. He going to save your children. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. I mean, you stop worrying. So we hurt God by sitting up here. Well, what you gonna, we all do it. I'm going to practice not doing it. You know what? He took me to Philippians. Let me take you over there, and I'm going to let you go. Then we're going to take up the offering. You ain't getting out here without the offering. Philippians. He told me this. He said, be careful for nothing. What that mean? Don't worry about nothing.
Amen.
I heard a, be patient with me. I won't be long. I heard a testimony of Brother Bill Bright. I don't know if y'all know him or not, but he was a great, he loved God, and he started this young thing, this young missionary thing. And they say, I've never seen a man go through the trials that man went through. But he was always happy and singing. So in this particular trial, the guy said, what and why? He said, I'm just doing what the master told me to do. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. He didn't tell me to take no break. And they say, God moved for that man so until he just blessed all the saints. He got a wonderful testimony. And I believe he will do what he say, if we can believe it. And he said, be careful for nothing. He said, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. But then he tells us what to do. He said, finally, brethren, And I've been trying to practice this. These are the things you want to think on. You got to think right. He said, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are true and just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if it's any virtue and any praising, think on these things. And if you do, he said, a peace of God will flood your heart. Amen. So when you get to thinking you be doing, or we do, just say, wait a minute now, is that pure? Is that, you know, run it through the filter. Stand. I hope that the Lord has blessed you today. Lord, we want to thank you for your word. Thank you. We appreciate you. We want to thank you, Lord, for those that did give from their hearts, that love the church, love the work of God. And I want to thank you for those who are thinking about, Lord, I want to get busy loving you, doing something for the kingdom of God. Thank you for those. Thank you, Lord, for the word that touched the hearts of the people today. It's no way nobody can remember all the word. But I hope you grabbed hold of something. Something that's going to help you. Something that's going to take you on. Something that's going to make you say yes in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. And as we take the offering, Lord, we thank you for being such a good father to this church. Taking care of the bills and we never have to do nothing but just pay them. I really appreciate it, God. I say I appreciate it. I really do. I thank you, Father. That let me know, God, that you're who you say you are. Because the Bible says a man don't take his household is worse than an infidel. So just let me know that this is your household. This is your church. These are your people. That lets me know that. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for your patience with this servant. For this, I thank you. And as we give our offerings, Lord, we do it, hallelujah, with love. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you say amen, we want to pray for Brother Flippo. I called her before we started the service, and they were ready to get in their car. Now, this is how this devil working. They were ready to get in their car, and he got sick. So sick he had to go back in and take some and lay down. And she said he didn't even speak to her. She said, Sister Davis, I said, girl, I told her about what I had up there at the restaurant. I said, the Bible say, and the Lord told me, said, this is our season. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what he do. Now, he can cut up and turn flip and do whatever he want to do. I still believe this is our season. I believe it's time you're going to get your healing, everything you need. I believe that. I said, I don't care what he do. So, brother, I spoke to him not too long ago. He said, Sister Davis, I believe all I know. And a lot of people have prayed for him. And sometimes you wonder, you know, but I ain't wondering nothing. I said, Lord, you're going to do what you say you're going to do. That is, that's it, period. Bing, that's it. So, Lord, we ask you, and we send the word to Brother Flippo. We send a word of healing, a word of deliverance, a word, hallelujah, that would touch him in Jesus' name. Father, we believe your word. We believe your word. I say we believe your word. And we know, Lord, that you love him. He loves you too, Lord. He loves you much. And so, Lord, we send the word to touch Brother Flippo and raise him up. Praise the Lord. And give him what he's been believing you for. In Jesus' name, God. Heal him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus. We give you the praise and the glory for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So bring your offerings now. Praise the Lord. I'm going to call him back. He's going to feel better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Next Sunday is, Father's Day? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.